Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Wearing masks if you're under 12 and can't be vaccinated when you're in school is a really smart thing to do.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out.
What? You say one thing, he says another, and everybody changes back again.
Now we're seeing this backslide. We're seeing his advice adjusting, and it is confusing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The mayor, Muriel Bowser, just put in place a mask mandate. It started early on Saturday morning, and now she's responding to criticism because she was photographed on Saturday evening without a mask.
It's the thing, right? She wasn't actually, as far as we know, violating the new rules, correct?
It seems like it could be during the toast, right? Everyone's heads are pointed in a certain direction. It seems like maybe they are listening to someone.
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My trucks didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake.
Enough of those lame excuses. You're absolutely uncivilized.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're broadcasting live for one more hour here this evening from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Is everybody having a good time? Thank you. Thanks, everybody. We'll be doing a drawing a little later to decide who gets the Howie and Grace giveaway. Any visitor to Cape Gunworks can enter to win a foursome in the Veterans Top Shot Invitational Shooting Competition. It raises thousands of dollars for some local veterans charities. It's September 11th, and it's a great way to support those who serve and protect the United States. For more info, go to topshotinvitational.com. We'll do the drawing in about, like, at the bottom of the hour, probably. And we're glad to be here. We'll be here again next Monday. If you couldn't make it this week, make it next week. And if you're in the area, come on by. We still have some stuff left, don't we? Yeah, we still have some gingerbread left from Ginger Betty's. We're all set. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. So the Massachusetts now is not putting out daily coronavirus reports. So, they've been telling us, they've been all hysterical, the TV stations, the Globe, that all this, it's so horrible what's going on, and the clusters are back, and everyone's dying. Do you know how many people died over the weekend in Massachusetts? They released the numbers today for the weekend numbers. That's very, you said zero? That was very close. You were off by two. Two people died this weekend. And yet it's still just crazy. I mean, most people just want it to end. It's but here I see I'm looking largest mass teachers union calls on state to require masks in schools regardless of vaccination status. Again, no kids who are otherwise healthy are dying from COVID. More kids are drowning. Even more kids are being struck by lightning. Although I haven't read in the United States, I haven't read any kids being struck by lightning in Massachusetts this summer. But it's ridiculous. But the teachers' unions say it's the safest way to go. And they just want to shut it down. And I don't think it's all the teachers that want to do it, but the unions think that this is the way to go. All right. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about the situation with the unions. The eviction moratorium here. Nearly 2 million U.S. households owe $15 billion in back rent. $15 billion. And this is the reason I'm mentioning this is because on Saturday night, the moratorium ended. This was a moratorium that was imposed last September. as a part of the federal government's effort to prevent further spread of the virus. And the idea was that evicted individuals often share living spaces with relatives or friends or move into crowded homeless shelters, undermining social distancing restrictions. It was some of the people are shaking their heads. I mean, it was kind of a defective reasoning, wasn't it? It was just another handout is what it was. It was another PPP. It was another student loan moratorium. Payment moratorium. There were all kinds of scams going on, and it was the extra $300 a week if you were unemployed. It was just another scam. So there were all these stories leading up to July 31st, to Saturday, the end of the month, saying, "Oh, it's going to lead to a spike in homelessness. All these people they have no money." Well, I mean. You know, I don't mean to be hard-hearted here, but a lot of the people that didn't have to pay rent, they've never been making more money than they have been in the last year, because not only are they getting the unemployment and not having to pay back their student loans, but they're also getting the extra $300 a week. It's basically a bonus handout for being unemployed, even though they can't get anybody to work all these jobs. I mean, you know how bad it is on the how tough it is for businesses to get jobs. We have one of our advertisers is Aviva Trattoria, and they bring in food to Grace's show. And I was talking to the chef on Thursday, and I said, "Do you have can I get the Italian pasta that you use in the dinners that you've been having, the 5-course dinners, because it's really good pasta?" And he said it's really hard to get now because they're having a hard time importing it, just because, you know, they can't get deliveries of anything because there's nobody working. And I said, "That's bad." And he said, it's even worse than that. He said, "We had a hard time making cannolis this week because the flour, the guy who makes the shells for the cannolis in Boston, he couldn't get the flour, the specialty flour he uses, because he can't get deliveries." So they're paying off all these people to sit on their asses and do nothing. And they're claiming, oh, we have to keep it going. We have to keep it going. In Maryland, they sued the Republican governor, the rhino Republican governor, because he tried to end it to get people back to work. And this whole eviction thing was a whole other version, just a different scam. That they didn't have to pay any rent for all these months. So what about the landlords? And again, I'm not a landlord right now, but I have been a landlord in the past. But, you know, if you're a landlord, you didn't stop getting those quarterly property tax bills. You didn't stop getting those bills from the utilities, for the water and the sewerage, and probably the electric lights. When it snowed in the winter, the guy with the plow didn't say, "Oh, you don't have to pay. There's going to be a moratorium on paying the snowplow driver." I mean, it was ridiculous, and they wanted it to go on. And so, thank goodness, the U.S. Supreme Court said that the CDC, which is the ones who originally put it in, lacked the authority to extend the eviction ban unless it did so by an act of Congress. So AOC and Maxine Waters and them were saying, "Oh, you have to do this. People are going to be out in the street. People are going to be out in the street. If you make them pay, they're not going to have enough money to buy to get weed deliveries and to buy new tattoos." You know, I mean, and they, you know, it was such a bad policy that even the Democrats, not that they have a big majority in the House, it's a very narrow majority, it's 3 people now, but they couldn't get enough votes to pass it, even with AOC screaming and yelling about it. So it expired. Thank goodness for the Supreme Court in this case. You know, they've been a disappointment in so many ways, but they did the right thing this time. And so it expired. So I want to hear from people who want to talk about this. If you're a landlord and you've been having to deal with deadbeat tenants for a long time, I mean, we had a place in the mailroom manager and I in Framingham. It was five units, North Framingham. We said near the Wayland Line. If you know the area, you know why we said near the Wayland Line. And we were thinking about it once the moratorium went into effect, and we were saying, like, we had five tenants. How many of them would have been paying? We figured three tops. So we would have been lucky to break even if the way things went. And how these 2 million households owe $15 billion in back rent. What are the chances that the landlords are going to get back half of that? I would say very slim, very slim. 917 says, remember flatten the curve so hospitals aren't overwhelmed. Remember that ruse? Now the new ruse is there will be millions more on the street. Yeah, exactly. I've read it in my own newspaper. It was nonsense. Total nonsense. 844-500-4242. 617, Fox News had a landlord on over the weekend. He's owed thousands in back rent, yet one of his tenants is subletting the apartment and getting that rent, but not paying the landlord what they owe him. I know. There's only one candidate for mayor in Boston who's for rent control. And I would say being for rent control, if anybody who's ever lived through rent control, even as a tenant, which I was in a rent-controlled apartment in Cambridge, even as a tenant, you know rent control is total BS. And it's just, you cannot let the government influence the private market, the free economy like that. It's just, it never works out. It always backfires. We're going to take some calls when we return. We want to hear your thoughts on the end of the rent moratorium, the eviction moratorium, I should say. 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Who is for rent control? Which one? It's Michelle Wu. I don't know who if I lived in Boston, I don't think I'd bother even to vote for anybody for mayor. They're all pretty terrible, but, you know, I'd never vote for anybody who was for rent control. Again, it's just, it's such a bad thing to impose on everybody. It just doesn't work out. It's like wage price controls in the early 70s. It led to the inflation of the Jimmy Carter years, or it started it anyway. HelloFresh offers 50 easy-to-prepare menu and market items every week, plus everything you need to get grilling this summer, and calorie-smart recipes so you don't sacrifice flavor for nutrition. Get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The national eviction ban ended Sunday. Are you saddened or gladdened?
I'm gladdened.
98% say they're gladdened.
All right. Martha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Martha.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, my sister and brother-in-law own some properties in Florida, and they had one tenant. Fortunately, he just moved out, but he owed them $15,000 in back rent. He just would not pay. He apparently wouldn't apply for any of the government subsidies to help pay the rent.
Yeah.
My sister thought that maybe he had something shady going on. He didn't want to report anything.
Right.
So, unfortunately, they're out the $15,000, and their taxes didn't stop, their insurance, all the other stuff.
Their mortgage. Let's not forget the mortgage. Most places are mortgaged. You know, even if you've owned it for 15, 20 years, you're probably still paying a mortgage. You have to pay the bank doesn't say there was no there was no mortgage payment moratorium, was there?
No, there wasn't. So my sister said we've got to dip into some of our inheritance money that we my sisters and I just got and use that to help pay for their taxes for this year. So they were thrilled. I think they would have helped this guy pack. They were so thrilled to get him out of the house.
You know, sometimes when you're a landlord and you have a deadbeat tenant like that, they stiff you and then you actually have to pay them to leave. I've never been in that nightmare situation, but I've known people who were, and it's just so horrible. Thanks for the call, Martha. I'm glad your sister got him out. 508, a guy I work with has 7 rental units in Framingham and Worcester. 3 of the 7 unit tenants were not paying. Same thing you described happened to him with 2 of the 3 paying, but not paying, but subletting. They don't pay rent and sublet the apartment out and collect rent themselves. The moratorium doesn't apply to sublets. They basically seized his property. I don't ask, but I think he's on the razor's edge financially. Well, yeah, I mean, how you know, what would happen to you if you were counting? You'd set up a business, basically, where you're counting on an income stream, and all of a sudden your income stream is cut off by government fiat, by law, and you're stuck with the bills, and you have to pay by law all your bills, but you can't collect any revenue. I mean, how is that fair under any circumstances? And what do AOC and Maxine Waters and all these Democrats who thought this was a great idea, what did they think was going to happen to the landlords who are on the razor's edge financially? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. I just wanted to say there's a predatory culture in Massachusetts, Howie, of people who rent apartments. I was shocked. I was going to get a property myself, and then as I started to learn more from other landlords and I saw what was going on, there is a culture of people that know the system and it's backed by the courts. They're protected. They know exactly how long they can stay at a place. If you're an investor, you buy a property when you're hard-earned money and you invest it to fix it up, to rent it, and then you can get somebody who stops paying, then they can damage it, and then you have to take it a cost you afford. You could lose everything. And they do not protect the landlord. They do not encourage investment because there's such a danger. If you buy a property in Massachusetts, you're in great danger of losing your investment, your property, because there's a culture of scammers out there that's protected by the government. The government wants its money. It's funny, AOC wanted her money when she first went to work.
No, he's breaking up, but he's right. You know, a lot of guys who are landlords, they just throw up their hands finally in frustration, and they make them into Section 8 housing, and that just means you're getting paid by the government. But I mean, honestly, your Section 8 tenants are not the top of the line, and I'm being charitable. We'll keep taking calls on this. The moratorium is over. Thank goodness I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's a lot of fun being down here. I go on the range in the morning with Jimmy Kelly, and then I'm with Grace for a little while, and then we're around. It's a lot of fun. But right now we're gonna draw a winner. Before we go back to the phone lines, we want to take some more calls. A lot of people want to talk about this. This is really a pain. What's going on? But Brendan is with us from Cape Gunworks. What are you drawing a winner for here, Brendan?
Well, Howie, this is our annual Veterans Top Shot Invitational event. We have the golf portion in the spring, and the shooting portion is here, 9/11, every year, right at Cape Gunworks. And we raise money for Heroes in Transitions and Nicholas G. Exaros Memorial Fund, some great local veterans groups.
That's the son of the state rep who was here a couple of weeks ago with us. Yeah,
exactly. So some great people who have given their all. So this helps those families and people directly. And what this is normally it's a $99 per person sign up. So this is a four pack. So about $400 value right here that we're giving away on behalf of Howie and his team. So without further ado, should we pick a winner?
Yes. You're going to make me pick it?
Sure.
This is how I make one friend and many enemies. I learned a long time ago this is how this works, but I'll do it. What the hell? Because I'm a squatter.
Yes.
Okay, the winner is Chris Hale from West Yarmouth. Chris.
All right, we'll be.
Is that? No, that's not you.
We'll be giving him a call.
Chris Hale, congratulations. You have won it. That's good. Thank you, Brendan. And again, thanks for having us here every week. We really appreciate it.
Thanks,
we enjoy it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And, keep if there's anything left of the gingerbread from Ginger Betty's, take it with you guys. Or make sure the staff gets it. All right. 844-500-4242. We were just talking about how the government, tries to help people, and it just seems to make matters worse. And I was thinking back on my time when I was a landlord in Framingham, and when Obamacare passed, we had a woman who worked at Target, and Target was suddenly going to have to pay for the health care of everybody, right? If they worked beyond a certain number of hours. So guess what Target did? They cut her down to like 29 hours instead of 39 hours or whatever she had. So suddenly she wasn't making enough money to afford her own apartment, so she had to go back living with her parents. So how did they help this woman? By making her move back in with her family. But and this is what they're doing on a much larger scale with this, or what they did with this moratorium on rent payments. They just crushed a lot of small landlords. And when you say landlord, you think of a big money person. But a lot of people just scrimped and saved, and they bought it, and they said, well, I got kids, and someday my kid will live in I'll live on the first floor, the kid will live on the second floor, and I'll rent out the third floor, or something like that. Or they're immigrants, legal immigrants to the country, like to buy the house. And they just, they had no conception, a lot of these people, and a lot of them did, and they just don't care. They just want to crush small business people. But a lot of them, I don't think, had any idea that how destructive this policy is. And the landlords aren't going to get any of this money back. The tenants, it's not like the tenants saved any of the money. They just squandered it, most of them, I would guess, and they were making more money anyway than they ever had, even if they were unemployed. It's just another lousy big government policy that hurt everybody that it was designed to help or was supposedly helping. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, like my brother would always say, Teddy O, he'd say, the mailman doesn't stop coming and delivering the bills. And I live in a rental. I live in a beautiful rental, a log cabin on 5 acres in Ware, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And when I lost my job, and I've told you that, I lost my job at a great company due to the COVID. And I never thought about screwing my renter over. I would drain my savings to pay him because he's got to pay the taxes, the insurance, and everything on this place that I live in. I can't screw him.
I know. But, I mean, you're taking a responsible view of it, Johnny O, and so many people don't. They just think of it as another scam. I mean, it's like the earlier caller said, there's a scam system. And it's not just in Massachusetts. I used to think it was Massachusetts, but it's spread. I mean, the whole country now is infected with this grifting attitude. As we've seen over the last year and a half, it's been a all-time record for bad behavior, I think, in the United States. Thanks for the call, Johnny O, and I'm glad you didn't screw your landlord. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I'm just calling in to give my support for the landlords and to say that the government has always been on the wrong side of this for at least the last 40 years that I can see. Back in 1970-something, they put my father in the grave. He declared bankruptcy. He was a landlord. Tenants wouldn't pay. They demolished property by setting fires to the porches. They would skip rent and take the kitchen sink out before they left. They would do all kinds of vandalism. They would stand on the third floor of an apartment unit and drop their garbage to the ground and say, ha, 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 landlord's got to pick it up.
Oh, I know. I know. That's the way it is. And again, a lot of people just throw up their hands and say, some people just walk away from everything. I was talking to a guy today who used to work in a nice part of Boston, where it used to be a nice part of Boston. And he said he would go into these, they'd become slums. And he said the apartments would still be larger than his house that he lived in the suburbs. And they would have nice back areas where the Iceman would come up the door. I mean, they were just beautiful places, but they were destroyed by the tenants. That there was no pride of ownership, and in a lot of cases they turn into Section 8 housings, because Section 8, that means the landlord can be assured that he's going to get the payment every month. But again, if the tenant doesn't have any skin in the game, he's not going to take care of the property in the least. And these people weren't on Section 8, but it was probably, I think when you're going to look back on it a few years from now, if they ever do any monographs or studies of it, this is going to seem like it was worse for the property than being under Section 8, which is subsidized public housing. Thanks for the call, Denise. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Wait a minute. I'm wearing 6 masks right now. I hope you can hear me.
Only 6?
Only 6. But, you know, if Dr. Fauci, I call him Falsies, if he was going to go on the air tomorrow and say everybody's going to have to wear a space suit, people would probably do it.
Some people would. The members of the cult would do it, that's for sure.
And also, with the people getting evicted and everything, I got a four-letter word, W-O-R-K.
Somehow I thought that was going to be the four-letter word, right. I know. That's that's the thing. All these people, and I don't care what anybody says, they can get a job. You don't even need a car to find a job. Just go outside your house and start walking, and you will see a help wanted sign within 10 minutes. And what's the problem? Get back to work. This is not going to go on forever. You may think it is. But you need to get back to gainful employment, and the sooner you get back to gainful employment, the sooner you can have some self respect in your life. And I mean I know I sound like an old fart, which I guess I am, but It's ridiculous what's been going on in this country, and the whining and the complaining and the belly aching, as if somehow having to get up in the morning and shut off an alarm clock and take a shower and then have to pay your rent. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Jim. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, since you're on Cape Cod, this would interest you. You always hear how there's a housing shortage on Cape Cod, and there really isn't. What it is the people on Cape Cod that own rental property don't want to rent them to anybody anymore because they just destroy them or don't pay the rent, and it ends up costing us more through the year as if they paid the rent.
Yeah. Don't you think that applies everywhere, though, Mike? Not just Cape Cod, but throughout most of the country.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm lucky to have most of my units in one building, but then I have some separate ones. I ended up having to sell one of them because the cost of it was killing me.
Wow. There was a story I read in the New York Post recently about a guy who the bank, he bought the house in, I think, right around the turn of the century, 20 years ago. And he just stopped paying rent, and he's just been running one scam after another. And he's still living in the house. I mean, he's not screwing a landlord; he's screwing a bank. But they can't get rid of him under the laws. You've been to housing court, right?
I go to the sheriff's office where you file the paperwork. So yeah. Often they know me by my first name.
And I assume you get very little satisfaction in the courts, right?
I could get every one of my teeth pulled faster than I could get somebody out of a cottage.
I'm sorry to laugh. I didn't want to get rid of the rental building. You know, I thought, gee, this is really a good income coming in every month. And my wife said, well, you just see the checks come in. You don't know what the hassle is. You know, get the calls late at night, and we had pretty good tenants actually. You know, but it just was getting worse and worse. I'm so happy we're out of it. Good luck, Mike. Good luck with getting some of this money back. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 230,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
.com/913 says, I practice law in Southwest Missouri. It's much easier and faster to evict a non-paying tenant here in Kansas than in Kansas City or St. Louis, and way easier than in Massachusetts. Yeah, no, I understand that. You know, it's gone the other way. I mean, the tenants, you know, I understand that they're bad landlords too. I'm going to read a text from a tenant victim, but I think it's a lot easier to be a tenant in Massachusetts than it is to be a landlord. 603, yeah, I kind of feel bad for landlords, but I've been evicted twice before by dink landlords for assorted reasons, like I want my idiot son out of the house, so you got to go. Always been a great tenant, but Howie, there are plenty of rotten landlords out there, too. Yeah, I mean, I've been a landlord and I've been a tenant, too, but, you know, the thing is, if you're a tenant, you can generally find a new place to live, you know, and without that much problem. But if you get screwed as a landlord, I mean, you're on the hook for all those mortgage payments, property tax payments, utility payments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 413 Limerick guy says, these people living rent-free are the same leeches who were in line at the food banks with multiple EBT cards in their pockets. Sickening. Yeah. Officer Mark says, Howie, if you like your rental income, you can keep your rental income. Yeah, that's you know what he's referring to. Barack Obama, mine host on Martha's Vineyard, or not mine host, but he the guy who's having the big COVID party, the big COVID who cares party on Saturday. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. The problem, though, is how do you get all these people to get back to work so they can pay their rent? Wages over the last 40 years have been stagnant, Howie. You, look at in Boston. A place to live, it's $2,500 to $3,000 to rent. So how can wages be this low in order to pay a rent that's that high?
But, you know, wages have gone up so much, though, in the last year, Bob. I mean, some guy just said he works in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, and he goes by this Burger King. They're advertising $18 an hour, and nobody's expecting you to live on Burger King wages. But I mean, if you're getting paid $18 an hour, I mean, you could be a pretty solid contributor to whatever family group you're a member of, or whatever group of friends are living together. And you know, one of the problems in Boston is, and in all of Massachusetts, is that you have these restrictive zoning laws, and there's been a lot less construction of new housing than there should have been over the last 40 years.
But $18 doesn't pay, Howie. How can you rent an apartment on $18 an hour? You can't. You have to get in with two, three, four other people.
Bob, what did you do when that's what I did when I got out of college. There were a bunch of us lived together when we got out of college.
But I'm talking long-term, Howie. Long-term, not...
Well, long-term, you work your way up. Long-term, you get married. Long-term, you make investments, and you save a little money, and you buy your own damn place. The first house I bought was in Somerville for $47,000. I mean, I know it's not easy, but it's never really been that easy. You know, you can't just throw up your arms and expect. Why should I have to pay for everybody else who says I can't make it on $18 an hour? I mean, $18 an hour is a lot more than I ever, even, you know, factoring in inflation, that's a hell of a lot more than I ever made when I was starting out. I don't think $18 an hour is too bad, really. Thanks for the call. Reed, you're next with Howie Carr. Very quickly, Reed. No time. We're out of time. We may come back to this later on as the sob stories increase over the course of the week. I guarantee you, you're going to read some sob stories on the internet or in your local newspaper. I don't know what happened. I invested a little in my new tattoos, and now I don't seem to have enough money for my rent payments.